All right, we're going to start with Mr. Frost for this next question. What level of debt is healthy for our city? Are we there? If not, how do we get there?
You know, I think that is a question that is to be determined by the residents. And I'm, at times, I think I'm comfortable under certain situations as a council presenting the issues, whatever it is to fit. I'd say the road bond would be one, to say, citizens, do we want to go into debt? Do we want to go into debt this? And then we have the ability, we have the obligation as a council to inform the public of what that is and what will be to incur that debt. And so I don't like debt at all. Because I would love to say I don't want any debt. I don't think that's reality because these things cost money. We cannot have this major savings account and just pay for it willy-nilly with the savings accounts because we are governed by law to not have too much savings. So sometimes debt is necessary. And so I'm willing to let the citizens give direction on the amount.
The level of debt that we want, that we can handle, is up to the citizens. As a statistician, one of the curious things that we worked on, we found there was a level of taxation at which the most income was brought in, the biggest revenue stream, if you will, from the taxes was brought in. And once it reached that and the taxes and the tax rate continued to grow, that revenue stream dried up. If some of you who were alive during Reagan's time saw how much greater the revenue stream was when the taxes were dropped on the top group from 70% down to, I think, 28%, something like that. We have the road bond, I think, was where the citizen says, we just don't want to be taxed anymore. We have money we can use for the roads. But this is something that I agree with Brad. The citizens have to decide it.
I think I mentioned that earlier, that when you're looking at major debt issues like the road bond and stuff, I think it's the responsibility of the city to study it out, to make recommendations, to give the information, answer the questions, and then let the citizens decide. And in this case, the citizens decided no. Our debt ratio is not out of line with what accounting entities calculate cities should be at. It's not like we're upside down or anything like that. We do have debt, there's no doubt about it. There are two kinds of debt. One of those is called revenue debt. Revenue debt and general debt. Revenue is paid for as the services are delivered, such as with the water. So it's not a general tax on everybody, but it's as they use it.
Just want to go back to the previous question for 10 seconds of my 1 minute. I think it's important to point out that Orem City right now is looking at a 101% water rate increase. Pleasant Grove is also looking at a water rate increase. And Lehigh City 2 years ago was 3 days away from running out of culinary water. I'll tell you this, as a city council member, there's no more better responsibility you can have to make sure when you go to your faucet, you have clean water coming to you. And that's a commitment I'll make to you. The other thing that I wanted to be able to point out with debt levels is, yeah, it's important for the residents to be able to understand where that's at. And right now we're looking at the national debt ceiling coming to another crisis again. And it's almost like a sitcom. It just keeps repeating itself over and over again. We shouldn't be using our debt levels like a credit card or a fixed line of credit that we keep going up to when we hit a debt level limit. I think that each issue needs to be researched and look at it. We're looking at debt in 7-8% levels. Absolutely, I'm not looking at that because of the cost and the issues that are associated with it. However, there are times when we do need to use prudence and be able to use debt, and that's where I look at having it. And that, again, is up to the residents to be able to decide on the general obligation boards.
Okay, this will be the last question of the segment. And we're going to start with Mr. Simpson again. Why does the city not have a justice court? We give all the money it would generate to the state circuit court.
I have never asked that question, and I've never been asked that question. So I will go
We're all going to do that, Randy? Is that your question? I think we ought to have the attorney answer that question. I honestly don't know the answer to it. I'm not qualified, so I'm not going to say anything other than volunteer Randy after the other two get done, if the moderators will let him speak to it.
I'll tell you this. One thing you're going to get from me as a council member is I'm going to make sure that I don't do a skin deep diagnosis. When you go to the doctor, you want to make sure they're doing a thorough diagnosis and make sure they can find the root cause of the problem. So one thing I love being able to do is go on right along with police officers. And I had an opportunity to do that this last Friday, and I talked about that with our police officers. We get about 6% of every ticket they write comes back to the city. If we had a justice court, we could be able to do that. Problem is the cost of having that justice court. We haven't been able to find a right venue to be able to do that, as well as how do we staff that and maintain it. So we need to look at that issue better. I can tell you this, in 2018, the courts that are renting from the police department will be vacating, and I believe that's the right time to be able to look at it, because we can convert one of those courtrooms into our justice court and not have to incur any more expenses than we already have to be able to make that work. And it would cash flow a lot better by leveraging the assets we already have, rather than going out a couple years premature and using assets or expending money on other assets that we don't need.
I think it's a good question, and I think that if the Merrick Fork City is on the precipice of probably doing it. Again, with Rob saying we know we're going to have, we'll have a court that's going to be vacated. We'll have the very space that we go to be within the walls of our city. So I just think it's premature. And I know that before it is done, whether it's done in the next 4 years, if I'm even here, it will be done with a very thorough pro forma type basis. The last thing you ever want your citizens to think is that you're making money off of their speeding tickets. That's a misconception because we get this much of it. And it does go to the courts. But so I think American Fork and their population is very close, and I would expect that it will happen sometime in the next 3 to 5 years. American Fork will have their own justice court. That's my prediction.